Test, test. One, two. Test, test. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to tonight's show. And before it starts, I'd like to inform everyone that this show may not be suitable for minors. It also may offend the carp out of a lot of people. The crap out of a lot of people. And now, for the opening bit, I'm going to sing you a little something I wrote myself, and I hope you enjoy. There's a little feedback trouble here, so I'm going to go to my mixer here and adjust that, and start my piece. Excuse me again. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry for hurting your ears. Maybe now I can perform. Otherwise, we'll just get on with selling drinks.
Oh, that's gonna do us some good. Now we got some vodka tonight, people. We got some pot, and we got Nick Montoya in the studio, who almost came here last week, but there were like two incidents back to back. You want to elaborate on what happened last week? For
I was going to get laid.
Yeah,
that was the first reason why I didn't show up. And then right before the girl I was supposed to fuck showed up, my brother calls me from the hospital, and his girlfriend's giving birth. Well, actually, what happened at first, he called and he was in a panic. He's like, I think she's losing the baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, why? He's like, well, it's 3 weeks premature. I mean, it's not.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's right, not. Right.
I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on. She's like, well, your stomach hurts, and she had that liquid. Some liquid came out. I'm like, I'm thinking.
That's called
like,
breaking water.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm like, at first I didn't think, I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's blood, you know, maybe, because he would have known if it was the water. But my brother's not the smartest guy in the world. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I love him. No, he is smart. Don't get me wrong.
He's just not the sharpest.
What
the
he
fastest.
Does, no, to what, when he's good at something, he's really good at it.
Obviously.
But when it comes to nature things, science things, math things, things where you have to use your brain a little more than normal, he's not the sharpest one. So anyways, I show up at the hospital. I'm in a panic. I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
So if I could get there, my dad's there, my sister's there, my stepmom's there, everybody's there. And I go see my dad. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, she's giving birth. I'm like, well, I thought she was sick. He says, no, your idiot brother thought. He's like, your idiot brother thought she wasn't. He couldn't fucking distinguish.
Breaking water from
losing a baby.
I mean, sex with this woman. A baby popped out of her, man. What the hell?
No, but my dad, the way is my dad, he's like. He's good enough to find a hole, but doesn't know how it works.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, your dad can be quite the wisecracker.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything serious with him, really. It's true.
He knows how to use the hole, but he doesn't know how it works.
Man, in court, when he got caught with all that drug,
yeah,
the fucking judge asked him, he's like, don't you think you have a drug problem? And my dad said, no, they took it away at the airport.
There you go. Problem solved.
And when they gave him the sand, he says, y'all, do you think that's a little harsh? First you take all my shit and then you send me to jail? It's either one of the two. You can't take both.
Oh, no, 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 no. He's the guy that gets more time because he flaps his mouth a little too much.
No, but the thing is, he does it so funny that people laugh. They're not really...
It's very possible in the courtroom that you get a bunch of laughters or two.
But the thing is, my dad's the type of person to insult you, call you an idiot to your face, but do it in the most funny way laugh about it.
He's French. They're all like that.
Yeah. It is kind of poopy junk.
Mm. It is kind of poopy junk.
I think I'm going to use that word a lot lately.
Diddly gooey poopy junk.
This is poopy junk.
Especially somewhere where you're not allowed to swear. This is absolute poopy junk. Throw this poopy junk out of the window. Poopy junk. That's so going on a recorded show right there.
Poopy junk. I like saying it. It grows on you. The more you say, the more it grows. Poopy junk.
Poopy junk. Oh, what the poopy junk is going on?
Going to the bank, right? Like, why is my poopy junk check? Is poopy junk fucking frozen?
Hey. Yes, and last year our stocks, as you can see, were here, and this year they've basically gone to poopy junk. That came out right.
That one was good.
This year they're going to poopy junk.
I have a poopy junk car.
Welcome back again. That's awesome. Woo! Yeah! You know what I'm saying? Yeah! I'm gonna have we're gonna go like this, okay? I used to play this every single time.
How about you play it like 3 times right now?
I'll just play it once and it's gonna be the bong hit session. That's because we have to cut on budget here.
Why does it cost money to play that song?
Every single time, you wouldn't know how much. Yeah, so here we go. I'm gonna play 2003A. Which one was this? Anyways, so yeah, I have a reduced version of it. I didn't even know what I was going to play there. I don't even remember them by heart anymore because I don't use them much.
I always thought if you bury a computer or a laptop in the pet cemetery, does it work again after kind of really, really meanly?
It just works totally fast. Imagine the evil of a computer is just it working super fast.
Yeah, too fast for you.
It's like, holy shit, what the fuck is it doing? Either that, or it goes into Windows XP activation mode forever. It asks you to enter your license number. Why is no one else laughing? Did it suck that
bad? I was waiting for you. Well, I'm the only one here, so if I don't laugh...
Yeah, you were waiting for someone else to laugh. See, that's the...
Well, I don't want to be the first one out there, you know? Because once you put yourself out there, you know, you kind of... Nobody follows. You're just like, what do I do?
Next time, just give me a little, you know.
It's like, do I go, ha 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 ha, he sucks.
He sucks.
You don't want to put yourself out there if you're only the only one that thinks that shit's funny, you know?
You were pointing to a shirt right there. Are you insinuating something?
No, I'm just That's what I was looking for.
What the fuck did you do, man?
Drop some vodka on my shirt.
I can drop vodka on my shirt, and I don't mind.
Yeah, my shirt doesn't say geek.
Guess what? Mine does.
You haven't taken that hit yet? You know what you should do next time?
What?
Take the bong hit.
While I hold the breath, I take the shot and then I exhale. Yeah. It's very hard to do. Do you know how hard that is to do? Hold the smoke and take the shot is hard.
I could do it while chugging a beer down. The whole beer.
That's nasty.
You didn't even play the song, you bastard.
Did I?
Sans quelque chose, tu dis rien.
Va chier! Mange un char de marde,
no,
tabarnak.
No, it is a deal.
Tu fais sentir quelque chose, tu brûles quelque chose pour l'étouffer, man.
Ok, mais passe-moi ça.
Ah, ok, va chier.
Give me the bong. Sorry about the French people. I got a lighter, don't worry.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that one is on the table. It's almost dead. I don't think I see fuel left in it, so eventually you're gonna... That's why I had the reflex. Anyways, whatever. Have the hit. The bong hit! But... there you go. I knew it. He had to change lighters, people. Did I call it or did I call it? Just at the right moment. Know what I'm saying?
You know what I actually done once is I show up to this girl's house, supposed to go out with her boyfriend and her friend. And anyways, I show up there and she had the delivery to do. She was delivering Chinese food.
I thought you were going to say like cocaine or something.
Chinese food.
Okay, Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Actual Chinese food. Okay.
But anyways.
Do you mean opium?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, I go there and she's like, okay, well, just sit here, wait for me, and I'll be back and I'll go pick them up on my way back. I'm like, okay. She's like, there's a bottle of rum there. I have a shot. Now you know me and rum. So I look at the bottle. From where I was sitting, it looked small. It looked like a 2.6. So I start having drinks and I start rum and coke. So I pour myself some rum and some coke, drink it. I'm like, went down pretty fast, light a cigarette, I look at the bottom, another one. Anyways, by the time they came back, there's like that much left in the bottle. I am totally wasted.
5 ounces.
I am totally wasted. So I get up and I'm like, okay, let's go. She's like, you drank my whole 40. I'm like, no, I drank 2.6.
Oh, shit, it was a 40.
And, yeah, and I look at the bottle, and I'm like, I'm like, fuck, man, I have the... Anyways, it got an argument, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm going home, so I took my car.
Oh.
And I drove. Anyways, I'm fucking hammered. It was my Monte Carlo. So, you know, it's got the shift, the shifter, but...
The quote shifter.
Yeah, but the manual shifter.
Yeah.
The automatic shift. Okay. So I'm drunk and I got my arm on the armrest and I'm driving and I am totally wasted. Like, I am seeing, it's a 2-lane and I'm seeing 6 lanes.
Yeah. Okay. I know the type of drunk. I've been there before, believe it or not.
So drunk that you know you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. And you're like, but I gotta make it.
Anyways, so I'm fucking driving and I'm leaning.
Oh.
Also, and I'm doing like, 60. 70, and I slip and I hit the fucking lever and it went to park.
Oh.
From drive to park.
Locked the wheels up, obviously.
Shut the whole car down. So I fucking, and you have to wait a little bit, yeah. And then you start it again.
Yeah.
I'm just so dry, I'm just trying to start it, don't start, doesn't start. I pick up the phone, call my buddy, I'm fucking waste, fuck, car died. I need you to come down here. I'm like, I had that whole plan to call CAA, have my friend come and tell the guy he was driving.
Be the driver.
Because I wasn't about to drive. Anyway, so I wake like 6 people up because I wanted to make sure someone will show up. All 6. What do you know? All 6 of them shows up.
Oh, shit.
I hop in and I'm like, look, it doesn't start. it starts. And not one of those six people offered to drive. They all let me drive home.
Oh, no. Fucking morons. Yeah, you just go ahead and...
So I drove home.
Oh, shit. Look at the start. Okay, you guys just carry on. I'll do my thing. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And lately,
that sounds like a skit I could do, man. The guy coming back drunk calls like six people to fill in. Look at the start.
I ever told you the joke about the guy that comes back from the bar with a chicken under his arm?
No.
The guy comes back. He's fucking drunk. He stumbles to the door. He's got this chicken under his arm. And he's fucking... Well, it's not a chicken. It's a duck. He's got this duck under his arm. And he's stumbling to put the key in the lock. His wife opens the door. And he looks at her. Looks at the duck. He says, "See, honey? This is the pig I've been fucking." And his wife looks at her. He's like, "That ain't a pig. This is a duck." He says, "I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the duck."
Oh yeah. That's a
you
good...
You just got it.
The fucking... The duck under the arm. "See, honey, that's the pig I've been fucking." That's like when Homer says to Marge, and when she asks, like, he says, "I love you, honey. Are you talking to the beer or to me?" "Why, to you, my fizzing, sparkling, lovable, malty taste."
So I'm gonna have a shot of vodka. That's what I'm gonna do.
You know what's funny, bro?
What?
The alcohol hits me harder after a hockey game.
Well, yeah. You're tired.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not necessarily
tired. You know what? The adrenaline is playing into it, too.
Sphincter says what?
Fuck you. Was that sphincter says what? And you want me to say what? Yeah. No, I've learned when there's something it says what that you can't understand, you respond, "Fuck you." Because there's also a loser says what?
Yeah, cocksucker's death.
What the fuck did you just fucking say?
Suckers are dead.
Fuck you, bitch.
What?
It's like, I'm never going to get caught by another one joke. What?
Give me a shot.
Shut the glass. What? You're going to put some orange juice
no.
in?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to cheese. Yeah. Try to chase it moderately.
So yeah, I know. Don't tell me what's moderate.
I don't mean the vodka, but the orange juice. Usually it's the vodka we have to... You want more,
eh? Eh.
They're
okay.
Yeah, that's the vodka. Don't take that in one shot.
Cheers, bottoms up.
Oh, yeah, bottoms up. Oh, that's down, and the orange juice comes in. Oh, yeah.
It's just the aftertaste.
It's just to remove the aftertaste. It's a good idea. All right, so that vodka shot Nick just took wraps up the segment. So we're going to see you actually in the middle segment because there's something interesting there. And also in the final segment of the show. So keep on listening, people. Show number 21.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Why, hello there, and welcome back to
Video Radio.
God damn it. Why does this shit... Aw, oh, man.
What is it, man?
The goddamn gerbil that pedals the radio station died, so now the radio station's down.
Aw, oh, man, that's okay. I bought two more gerbils. They're in a cage next to your desk.
Oh, that's where the stench is coming from. Okay, I'll just switch the gerbil.
It's nice to know that our
listeners are having a great time. The audience is going up.
Always with wings.
The following person is not using Always with Wings.
Ah, this orange juice tastes great. Maybe when I'm done, I can shove this glass up my rectum.
And now, the following person is using Always with Wings.
I am not gonna have another line. I am not gonna have another line. I am not gonna grab this bag of cocaine. I'm not gonna grab this bag of cocaine. I will put down this bag of cocaine. I will stop taking out some coke of the bag. I will stop taking some coke out of the bag. I will stop laying out this cocaine. I will stop laying out this cocaine immediately. I will put this credit card down. I will stop placing my coke into a line with this credit card. I will stop placing my coke into a line with this credit card. I will put down this $5 bill. I will stop rolling this $5 bill up into a straw. I will stop rolling up this $5 bill into a straw. I will not use this rolled up bill to snort this line. I will not use this rolled up bill to snort this line. I will not snort this line. Damn it.
With Always, you'll constantly be in your best confidence. Always with Wings.
What a stupid ad.
Oh, wait, now I get it. The cocaine lady was sitting on a white couch. Oh, and she didn't worry a single bit about that. Still stupid.
Yeah, not only stupid, also pretty fucking gross. Did you see the first lady with the white pants?
Yeah, blood.
Yeah, all that blood there?
Yeah, gross.
Yeah,
really gross.
Well, it looked like she had murdered somebody. It looked like she had murdered multiple people, and all the blood went onto her crotch or something. It was freaking nasty.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to be... To BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and you're listening to show number 21. Essentially recorded on February 2nd, year 2008, but this segment is being recorded on February 12th, year 2008. So what's the point of talking of dates? The only important date is the release date. And why am I talking about this? You're already listening to it! Oh, yeah! So, how you people doing? This is going to be a bit out of the ordinary. I might actually take habit into this. This very talk segment is going to be longer than usual. In the normal show, I actually make use of this segment to introduce the middle segment, or what I like to now know as the variety segment, because the middle segment of the show is always something different. Either an interview, either a spoof, either a skit, a really long skit, you know, that didn't fit in the skit slots. And, well, there's something special today. I usually take this segment to introduce that portion of the show. But now I realized, show number 21, both talk segments, the first segment and the last segment of the show, the main, quote, talk segments of the show, unquote, if you want, on a regular basis, are this time filled with comical conversations between me and Nick Montoya and stuff. But the thing is I usually do a little BDO update in my, podcasts, and well, it seems that there was no room for one in this show unless I actually cut in this segment and added some time to actually talk about a bunch of stuff. Now what is this stuff I'm so eager to talk about in my extended talk segment and my extended pre-middle talk segment? The first thing, and I'm actually going to cover this one because it's the bigger one, and I'm still a bit confused on my decision over this. I'm confusing myself, but I think I'm finally coming down to something that's pretty concrete. Back in, I think it was 2005 when I did this, I changed the name of this radio station from bong.dhs.org to BDO Radio. Now, already at that time, when I changed the name, people were referring to bong.dhs.org as BDO. So that's where I sort of got the idea of keeping that acronym in the name of my station. Now, if you asked me in 2006, what does BDO stand for? I would have proudly told you Bulldog Organizations. Why did I come up with that name? It's simple. First off, I was a fan of a hockey team in the American Hockey League. It's the farm team for the National Hockey League's Montreal Canadiens. And this team is called the Hamilton Bulldogs. And at the same time, I knew this team, and the word came up in my head, the word bulldog, when I realized that if I split up the word bull and the word dog and make bulldog, well, I have BD right there. And if I add the word organizations, well, I have that extra O I need. So BDO Radio. So I didn't have to change the acronym. It would be a smooth transition. It'd be almost like we never change names. However, three years down the line now, when I look back at the change I made, was it a good move? Well, it wasn't necessarily a good move. It wasn't a bad move either. It was a useless move, I'll tell you honestly. It was something that may have cost me a few listeners, as it sort of may have alienated the fan base. However, down the line, bottom line is the change was, well, relatively useless. In fact, if I look back, bong.dhs.org, obviously the shock factor of the name brought in more people just because the word bong is in the name of the site. That sort of lured people into to the radio station, especially people who consume cannabis. They love that kind of shit, you know, like, hey, another stoner, I'm gonna see the other stoner. Potheads are they're community people, and well, you know, we all stick together. I mean consuming cannabis is illegal, and this is most likely to make all the consumers of cannabis want to stick together to protect each other. And well, that's how, you know, the shock factor of the word bong in my name really brought stoners to say, hey, that's another stoner, let's go listen to his show. So that may have been something I lost, but you know what? Do I regret the change? Well, yes, I do down the line. Reason being is that it's mostly not because I lost listeners, not because things changed, nothing fucking changed, okay? I'm about to get to that. But as far as the move goes, the reason why I regret it is because it was useless. Now, there was a good upside about it, as I made that cool little logo for our station. We never had a logo before, and finally we had one. You know, it could have been a pot leaf before, but a pot leaf is like every stoner's fucking logo. So for once, we have something original. Now, the thing is, I'm gonna talk about this as I go on now. Like I said, when I open this topic, I confuse myself a little bit when I come to this quote, change, unquote, that I have coming up in mind, that it will not be big at all. It will not be big. I'm not going through a name change. For the last year and a half, if you would ask me, what does BDO stand for? In 2006, like I said before, I would have said Bulldog Organizations, real proud. Now, I would tell you, it stands for BDO. That's the name of the station, man. It's BDO Radio. It stands for nothing, you know? I think it's better that way. There's less explaining to do. There's less explaining about the damn Bulldog. Every time, you know, why Bulldog? You know, you guys were a stoner radio show. Anyways, my goal when I changed the name like that was to have a cleaner appearance and possibly to change your material, not necessarily towards the total, like, child-friendly kind of humor. And that was not our goal, but to at least appeal to a more general population and not seem like an all-stoner website or radio station. Anyways, so did the move help? It did a little bit in that front. A lot of new listeners of BDO Radio that I've noticed over the past 2 years that would show up, you know, for their first time, listen to a show and enjoy it, a lot of them are not necessarily stoners at all now. So that might have been a good direction I took, but I feel like down the line, I might have alienated a few people with, you know, a name change, and also I may have actually lost that shock value, and deep down, it was a pretty useless change. So, it's, you know what? When I say I regret it, I'm not like, God damn, I should have never changed the name of my goddamn station, punk ass shit. I'm not like that. But as you can see right now, I'm about to talk about this. I'm considering doing a slight change, but it won't really be a big blown out change. What does BDO stand for? People, it's actually official now as I say it. I'm actually going to take out places where it says Bulldog Organizations, because BDO stands for bong.dhs.org. Are we going to write it all over the website? Are we going to write the weed station again under our logo? No. We're probably going to keep it saying BDO Radio. We're probably going to keep using the URL bdoradio.com. But bong.dhs.org is still active, and We might play a little bit on that. I have a dilemma right now. I might do it, I might not do it. I'm thinking either bong.dhs.org keeps redirecting to bdoradio.com or the other way around. I'm not sure yet. I think I'll keep status quo. Bong.dhs.org will redirect to bdoradio.com. And secretly, shh, don't tell anyone, but BDO stands for bong.dhs.org. Why am I taking this decision? Well, you know, some people are going to say, oh my God, you know, Budweiser's going back to the stoner format, man. We're going to get our high material. Whoa. Hold your horses, buddy. You know, I'm probably not even doing any graphic changes on the website. I'm just going to make sure that I can take out Bulldog Organizations and replace it with BDO. Because that's what I'm going to be writing. When you see BDO, that means bong.dhs.org, but shh. Anyways, and yes, there might be mention of the URL, the good old famous URL, bong.dhs.org on the radio feed, might say bdoradio.com, bong.dhs.org, something like that. It's very possible because I think the, you know, I did a change. It was for the best, in my opinion, you know, intentionally, I mean, it was for the best. It didn't give the best results or the results expected at all. But still, you know, it's part of the station's evolution. And now I'm looking back at the roots of how this radio station was built. And that host name is freaking notorious for people who connect to this radio station. I mean, 90% of our audience still type in bong.dhs.org to visit our website. But Folio still does that. He never accepted to go BDO Radio. He types in bong.dhs.org, believe it or not. So it might stay. Hey, I've been renewing that domain every year. I thought at some point I would drop bong.dhs.org, but hey, you know what? Fuck you. I don't want some other dickhead to go take that domain name and do some bullshit website with it. So I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to keep it tied to the name of the station now. It's just, you know what? It's a simple move. I don't have to do much. It's not a name change because it's still bdoradio.com or bong.dhs.org for the longtime fans or the people who hear me say bong.dhs.org. So it'll be okay to either say you're listening to BDO Radio or bong.dhs.org. Now, back to the, hey man, Budweiser's going back to the stoner format, man. This is going to be great, man. He's going to smoke pot and do time trials. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold your horses. If you've been listening for the last 2 years, you might have noticed that the stoner aspect of this show and the fucked up aspect ain't gone anywhere. It did not go anywhere. It's still there, fully alive and quite demented. I gotta tell you, I mean, the shit that we air is fucked up, okay? There's, like, during the days of BDO Radio, we're supposed to be, like, more appealing to a general crowd. Three of our shows are done on shrooms. And then there's two other shows where we're stoned off our asses. There's two other shows where, like, I'm drunk or I'm fucked up in some way. I mean, where did... It didn't go anywhere. Maybe some of the skits I thought of using more general topics, you know, because it is hard to come up with so many skits about weed. Eventually, I want to shuffle my topics. But still, you know, I mean, it didn't go anywhere. The skits, if you're stoned, you'll laugh more than if you're not stoned. Well, it's the same for any comedy and any pot you smoke while listening to comedy. But you get the idea, okay? The bong.dhs.org fucked up philosophy. This was not just stoner radio. Because, face it, while we're on the air, at the age we have now, with the time we've been on the air, at the beginning of this radio station, yeah, we were stoners. But today, we're not really all stoners anymore. Nick's not necessarily a stoner anymore. I'm not necessarily a stoner anymore. I'm actually, I gotta qualify myself as a professional because I have a career. Like Nick says it on the show. He says, Budweiser doesn't have a job. He has a fucking career. Anyways. And Nick Montoya's got, like, a nice fucking steady job with the welding. So there's, like, this pile up of shit, you know, that makes that over the years, we're not really the big
fucked up potheads we were anymore. But you know what? There's still traces of us in there. And when we go on the air, we come back to that fucked up dude mind like we were back when the show started or back when we were teenagers. This mentality returns when we're on the air, of course, because, well, do you know what? We could decide, hey, let's try to steer the show into a more serious direction. Not a serious direction, a less taboo direction, a less vulgar direction. We could try, but it'd probably not be good, because when either me, Nick Montoya, Red, Buffalio are in front of a microphone, the only way we know to do it is the way we did it on bong.dhs.org. And this is what I was talking about earlier on, the roots of this station. Well, it's bong.dhs.org. I've come to face the fact over time, for one. For two, I've realized that nothing's really changed. Not even the audience. I mean, I did mention that a few listeners were like non-pot consumers or whatever, or not necessarily potheads or stoners or people who even consume any of these things. But the majority are still the bong.dhs.org type of listeners. So, you know, why drift away? Why get so far from the roots when you can just come back to square one? And square one, I gotta tell you, is working excellently. Will we come back with massive bong hitting like we used to back in 2003, 2004, back in like 1999? I can tell you right away, don't hold your breath. There will be some eventual bong hitting, like there is quite a bit of bong hitting in this very show. It can't go to the records that I used to pull before then. I cannot do time trials anymore. It's disgusting. It's bad for me. It's going to destroy my throat. I'm going to fucking pop an alveolar on the air. I don't want to do that. I don't want to fuck my health at this point. You know, I'm 28 years old, going on 29 in a few months. You know, we're getting old. We got to face it. I mean, we're not old head, but there are things, you know, that it's time to start managing the body if we want to live long enough to see a bunch of stuff happen on the planet, you know. Possibly it's destruction, you know. I'd like to be there. I'd like to have my first row seat. So I'm not going to fuck it up by spontaneously dying of a too big of a bong hit or something like that. It'd be just too fucking stupid anyways. And I got to tell you, back in the day it was easier. It's getting a little harder now because, and I don't think that's the age. I think that's the abuse. Tell you honestly, I think I've abused a bit too much of my poor throat taking these bong hits and doing the radio show while taking massive amounts of bong hit and coughing and everything. So, in conclusion, BDO Radio is still the name of the station. And yes, BDO stands for bong.dhs.org. Tell your friends. Now, I'll be quick here. 16 minutes, 42 seconds. God damn it. The mailing list. I did some modifications. I know this is a show that's going to be listened to in like a year from now, but this will still apply. The BDO Radio mailing list, finally, I cleaned it up so that you people who have email clients that can only read text emails that do not read HTML mail, well, the BDO Radio email just got a whole lot friendlier for you. It's not going to look like fucked up shit when you get it. You're actually going to be able to maybe even click the links if I got it right. So, configured a whole new way to send the emails where you get the HTML part, and if you can't get that, you get the text part. Something I should have done a long time ago. And there is much better abuse tracking on that list. I noticed that sometimes addresses would randomly get injected into my list. I'd have to deal with those. So those days are over. So the list is really, really 100% clean right now. So if you want to be reminded about any live event at BDO Radio or a release of a podcast like this one, a new one, type in your web browser bong.dhs.org. I was going to say bdoradio.com, which I still will use. I mean, I love that fucking host name. But just for the sake of it, just because of what I spoke of a minute ago, you go to bong.dhs.org and on the menu to your left, you click mailing list. And that will take you to a place where you can subscribe to our mailing list. And
you're going to receive emails when we're going on live a few days in advance now that I do it. I don't know about the affiliations. I hope that they can actually get their schedule together in advance so they can also warn you in advance about their live shows. But there could be an affiliation going up on the air sending a message about it. There could be me going up on the air sending a message about it. So if you're subscribed to that mailing list, in theory, you should never miss a live show if you check your emails regularly. Make sure that the emails we send you don't go to your spam folder, and configure your mail client. Make sure you can actually receive our messages properly, and check your spam folder the first time around to see if... the email gets up in there accidentally. Just change that over so you can actually accept our emails. So, that's it. That's all I had to talk about, finally. So, you're listening to... Oh, shit, goddammit. I got to introduce the upcoming segment. I'm up to 19 minutes and 14 seconds now. Longest show ever. Just because of this goddamn talk segment. No, really, the upcoming segment is a piece of February 2nd, 2008's live show. A live show done by me and Nick Montoya. And this particular part is an improv we did in the context of the game. I call the game Who, Where, and What the Fuck. And I also call it Make an Advisory for you people who've listened to live shows before. You know what that game is. Basically, we computer generate three random improv scenarios. And those three computer generated scenarios are proposed to the audience that are present in the chat room. And the chatters basically elect which scenario me and my co-hosts should perform on the air, live, an improv. So I believe that what you're about to hear is a recording. Now, the reason why I did not edit this and make it into a skit is because, well, first off, it sort of got cut off short because it was late in the show and people weren't really playing along, because the chatters were supposed to suggest to us not only do they elect the scenario, but they also sort of direct the improv. They can say, suppose I'm improvising like a guy who's buying a Big Mac at a Burger King, okay? It's a funny scenario. And someone in the chat room says, okay, now the main character is going to shove a Whopper up his ass. Well, I gotta make the main character shove a Whopper up his ass. So, you get the idea. It can get fucking crazy. It's just retarded, these improvs. And this improv... The elected scenario was, what was it again? Crack addicted pastry chef in a riot exterminating rats. And me and Nick Montoya had a caucus about it before actually doing the performance. And we decided that the reason why a pastry chef who is crack addicted would end up in the middle of a riot is because he would... Basically, he'd have two crack rocks, he'd smoke, he'd actually put the first crack rock in his pipe to smoke it, but just before lighting the hit, he would say, wait a minute, that hit's not big enough, I'll put my second hit as well. So he'd put both hits in the crack pipe. He'd add the second hit only after realizing the first one's not big enough. So he'd smoke this crack, and then once that crack is smoked, he'd go, hey, I think I lost my second hit, not remembering that he actually put it in the pipe because he didn't find the first hit big enough. So now he smoked his own second hit, but he thinks that he lost it. So he looks on the floor and he sees a black rat, the animal, running. And he thinks that this rat stole his crack rock. So he goes outside and screams, goddamn black rat and stuff, and so on. So, bottom line is, he pisses off a whole bunch of black people in the street, and it starts a riot, and it gets pretty funny from there. And for those of you who are wondering what kind of voice, what kind of accent I'm trying to do in that skit, I sort of, for the first time, tried to imitate the character Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Nick, and today I will show you how to do an operation on this patient.
But sir, aren't you going to use anesthetics first before using the scaffold?
Anesthetics? You don't want to use those. They're really bad. And without them, you can save money.
So anyways, it's a work in progress. I don't have it perfectly, but it was my first attempt at using it, and yes, I picked the right moment. I had just done another improv in which I had pushed my voice to the max like 20 times, and then I had gone through another hour of talk and decided to take that voice. It was pretty much struggling, but it was pretty good, but unfortunately it was cut short because people weren't playing along, and me and Nick Montoya really ran out of stuff to say in that, you know, in that context, in that scenario we were doing, so we were left on our own, basically, so we sort of stopped it short. Something that can happen, you know, especially when the improv scenario, the listeners think they've elected something really funny, but we realize that after 1 minute into the story, we have nothing left, you know? Anyways, so this is what you're about to hear, and it's pretty funny. It's unedited. It's just like the listeners heard it during the live show. So I hope you people enjoy, and I shall see you. Well, actually, I'll see you with Nick Montoya. This is something that was recorded February 2nd in the final segment of the show. Holy shit, 24 minutes, 41 seconds, longer than any talk segment I've ever inserted on any show. I hope I didn't bore you. I hope you enjoyed this. Okay, let's move on now. It's over.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Welcome to the Clock 06 News. I'm your Bill, host Stevens. Murder we have downtown in a herd of by a car passing tonight.
You're fired!
God damn it.
Hello, oven! I will...
Hey! These guys tell me you heard that.
That was fucking funny. And I'm here from a friend's computer, even though I'm an hour from home. Still fucking here. Oh yeah! That's the shit!
Someone please tell me you heard that. Please.
Oh my god. Okay, shall we try to start it again?
I want to see if they heard it.
Yeah, but this is going to take like 40 okay. seconds, you fucking bastard.
Okay, go.
Hello, oven. I will now put these little cakes into you, hoping that they cook. And now, I will have a hit of my track. I got 2 hits left. What will I do with the second one? I'll put it on this table here. And I'll put the first hit in my crack pipe. Oh, wait, everybody. I need my second hit in there because the hit's not big enough. So I'm going to grab this. Ah. Oh! Oh, yes. I think I dropped something. I think I dropped the second hit. I'm going to look on the floor here. Oh, shit. Oh, this kitchen is not clean. Oh! It's a rat! Ah! It's black! It's a black rat! It took my crack! It took my second hit! Hey! Black rat! You stinking black rat! I'm going to open the door and step outside here. He just totally hacked up a fur ball. What the fuck? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. But whatever I didn't hack anything.
Mokiverse goes, let's get the looting crack. Hey, he took my second hit. I'm going to catch you, you black rat! I'm going to open the doors and step outside! Hey, you black rat! Come back with my second hit! You dirty black rat! You black piece of shit! You fucking black socks! Fucking rat! Fucking rodent piece of black shit!
Whoa, motherfucker! What the fuck you think you talking about?
What is wrong? I'm looking for a black fucking rat,
well,
yo!
You know where you is, motherfucker?
Wait, it's a black rat that took my crack!
You in Brooklyn, fool!
It's a black fucking rat!
Well, that's all there is around here. What, you want? What?
Fucking
what, you
black
a rat, motherfucker?
Not you! The rat! The fucking black rat!
Oh, so what? This neighborhood not good enough for you,
motherfucker?
No!
This
white motherfucker, this white oppressive fucking white devil motherfucker.
I'm looking for my head.
He's calling us niggas.
Fuck you! I'm looking for a rat, a rodent, a fucking black rat.
Every black motherfucker around here is a crackhead. Is that what you saying? You crackhead motherfucker.
And now, 6 o'clock news. It seems that in Brooklyn we have a severe riot over a crazy pastry chef claiming he's looking for a black rat. The black population is not taking this well. Please whack a mole on a 5-pack muffin tin, huh?
6.
Yeah, 6-pack muffin tin, but I'm not in the pastry anymore. I'm in the riot now.
Yeah, but that, see, they're getting delay.
Yeah, of course. The white fur of an older woman. Well, I don't get that.
Yeah, that's because you haven't been eating pussy that much.
Fuck you!
Older woman, white fur.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I don't eat older women.
But you should know that when the fur is white and the woman, the only place she really has any fur is on there.
That's nasty. That is probably not real fur. That's not real fur.
No, because
Beavis is left?
No, because fur
is fucking left?
Fur is murder.
You could have said bye or something. You just fucking cowardly left in the middle of our fucking improv. That's not cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so where were we?
Hey, man! I'm looking for my rat! Why is these people all fucking crazy around me?
Motherfucker! We're gonna kill you!
No! I'm looking for a rat that stole my crack!
Run, cracker, run!
Yeah! Stop riding at me with these accents! I'm only looking for a black rat that stole my crack!
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man!
Welcome to the 6 o'clock news. I'm your host, John Butler. Tonight, candidates for the...
You're fired!
Oh, fuck.
Chef, you have to prepare these meals because there's people waiting at their tables for their meals.
You do not tell me how to do my job. I'm busy eating these delicious eggs.
Nan, I don't think you should eat those because they're like 3 months past the best before date. I don't even know why you kept those.
Listen to me. Do you know what you talk about? These dates are written in French and they're different because they're written in French. You think they're 3 months old.
No, man. I mean, I know dates when I read dates, and those eggs are totally, totally rotten.
Do you know flavor?
Man, I know flavor.
You do not know flavor. I am French. I know flavor, sacrable.
These eggs are totally rotten. You really shouldn't eat those, chef, because then you won't be able to do any more food.
I tell you what to do, and you do not tell me what to do. I am the chef here, sacrable. I feel strange.
Man, I was telling you, you're eating eggs that are, like, totally wasted, and you're, like, not listening to me.
Listen to me, it's not the eggs. The eggs are fine. They're flavor, the French flavor. The flavor of the chicken that shot the egg.
Man, it's really not normal, you know, because they're not just a little over the date. They're a lot over the date, like, by 3 months, chef.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Man, I told you it's those eggs.
Oh, there's something coming out of my ass.
Man, no, it might feel like that, but it's just because you ate eggs that were 3 months past the date, man.
But I cannot... Oh my God! There really is something coming out of my ass! There is... Oh, no! Frogs are coming out of my ass! Oh! This is so painful! Please, call the hospital! Oh! Shit, there's shit all over the kitchen! And there's these frogs! Now I'm going to... How am I going to make all these meals? You make the meals!
Make yourself vomit right now again so you can take out as much of those eggs as possible.
No! I think these rotten eggs have given me a new power! A superpower of cooking! Ah, shit, no! There are clients coming!
Hey, dude, I, like, ordered a steak 2 hours ago. What the fuck is going on in this kitchen, man? Do you guys not need me, the customer, to help you make my food that I paid for?
Oh no, fuck! Spawn! Oh, my ass! Oh, shit! Fuck, there's shit all over the kitchen!
Yeah, what's up with that? Why is there shit all over your kitchen? I mean, are you shit flavoring our steaks here?
No, I have a serious problem. I hate magic eggs.
Magic eggs? You mean eggs that are past the best before date by like 3-4 months?
Yeah, what is it to you?
You're a chef, you dumbass. You're supposed to know what you're fucking eating because you're feeding it to your customers. Okay, man, look, I've seen your condition before and I know exactly what to do, man. Let's go out in the back alley. I know a dude who's like right next door.
Oh, yes. Is that... Oh, watch out for the pens there on your way out. We're outside now. I'm sorry. Stand there, sac à bleu. Oh, I'm going to vomit again. Oh, shit.
Okay, man, this way.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, I hate eggs past the date.
Yo, I know what to do for you, man. All you have to do is take this object here and have a little bung hit of my OG Kush show.
Oh, no more frogs. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to do what you recommend. I'd do anything right about now. I have like 50 meals to prepare.
Oh, man, you listen to me. You have this. You're going to be fucked, man.
Whoa! Oh, shit! Yo, look at that. What did I fart?
Yo, man, you're a gold mine, man.
Wow, what is going on?
Yo, you farted a bud, man. Do that again.
Okay, I just forced a bit.
Yo, you farted 5 buds, man. What the fuck is up with you, man? Come with me, man. We're gonna make some money, yo! What the fuck? Woohoo, man!
Oh, shit! Oh, sacrebleu, you're going to be rich.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock news. I'm your host, Hassan Hajikar Al-Tikriti Muhammad Sakhakir. In the news tonight, a car accident on Route 805 and Main Road shocked many citizens today. And Allah will rule! Allah will conquer! Victory to Allah!
You're fired!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Listen!
So, you do know why I brought you in here today again, Mr. Thompson?
About that drug problem I got?
No, it's about these things that you see. And we're trying to make you better in this institute.
What do you mean, better?
We're trying to help you stop seeing these things that scare you all the time.
Spanky, what do you think about him? We don't like you.
What do you mean, we? Who's we?
Spanky.
Are you referring to the rubber chicken sitting on your shoulder?
It's my dog, Spanky.
Your dog.
Spanky died when I was 9. That's when I started using heroin. And then it just gripped me, and then he came back to me into this rubber chicken that I stole at the comedy festival.
You stole a rubber chicken at the comedy festival,
it
and it
to
is
me.
It spoke to you. What did it say to you?
I'm your dog Spanky. I am back.
Did your dog Spanky ever?
It
talk
was after
to you?
A 2-gram hit though, but still, it was pretty real.
You know that all these things that you see could be taken away just by
what?
Stopping to take
wait,
drugs.
Wait, don't
what?
Interrupt,
what?
Spanky.
What?
Wait.
What?
Hey.
It's a rubber chicken.
But he's talking, don't interrupt him.
It's a fight. Rubber... I do not hear him talking. Do you hear him talking?
Yes. And that's... Well, yeah.
Okay, what is Spanky saying?
If you shut up, I'll tell you. What? I don't know if I can say that, eh? That might land me in the hole for another 10 days, and then I can't get those drugs my aunt smuggled in. No, man, Spanky, don't... Man, if I swear to God, Spanky, you're gonna get me in shit. Spanky says... That the reason why you try to keep us away from the world is so that you can do all the drugs for yourself because you're a selfish
prick. Okay, Mr. Thompson, I do not do drugs. What are you doing walking towards the door? The session's not over.
I'm hungry.
What? Hey, come back here! Come back here! God damn it! Security! God damn it. Security! We lost a mental patient. He's very dangerous. This one's really a nutcase.
I think the Jones-in's kicking in, Spanky, man. I'm starting to get a little violent here. I need to go steal some meds from I don't know where or somewhere. I'll take all the pills I can see. Opening the doors now. Let's go see what's on the other side of the...
What are you doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in my kitchen?
I want the drugs you're hiding behind the counter.
What drugs? I do not consume drugs.
Wait,
you fucking suck up,
I'm
piece
sorry.
Of shit.
Wait, Spanky, don't hit him. I know him. I heard of him.
Piece of shit.
You are the chef that poops buds.
I do not poop buds.
Yeah, I heard about
you. No.
if we feed you...
I am not that person!
You poop bugs!
No, I'm not that person! French, I know flavor, and I prepare food!
Wait, Spanky, what? What? Oh, really? Okay, okay.
Are you talking to another chicken? It's what is your problem?
It's my dog! Stand back!
You bye. Fucking asshole!
Anyways, Spanky says you're hiding some drugs in your pocket.
I'm not! Look at my pocket! I have some francs here! They're worth nothing! You fucking shit fuck! What is wrong with you hitting me with that rubber chicken?
I'm chunky jonesing. I'm a junkie jones.
Why are you calling that rubber chicken Spanky?
Again with the explanation about...
You fuck!
My dead dog!
You shit
ass! I came back.
Fuck ass!
To life!
Fucking shit ass! Fuck!
I just want crack, heroin.
What are you doing in my kitchen looking for poopy junk? I do not have any poopy junk!
I want something to smoke.
Listen to me! You're an exhibition!
This is weed?
You have to get out of my kitchen!
It smells like shit.
Excuse me, what are you guys doing here?
You're one fucking run.
Yes, now,
What are you slapping for?
Because you're ugly. Someone should have done that at first.
I can't believe it. Stop slapping my witness.
Stop slapping my witness. I'm doing you a favor.
Do you have another chicken of another sex on you, sexy mental patient boy?
You mean a rooster?
Yeah.
Let's see. Spanky's not a... He's not a bird. He's a dog.
He's not a dog. He's a chicken. I bet you have a nice rooster in your pants.
I have a rooster in my pants?
Yeah, look, I'm gonna unzip your pants.
That's my cock, bitch! Whoa. As ugly as you are, you can certainly suck a cock. Oh my god. Take it all, bitch.
It's talking about getting hammered on those.
Hey, by the way, never drink in a bar pool.
Then you gotta swim out. And you're too fucking drunk.
No. And never stay there next to another guy.
Why?
Especially a guy that's been there for a long time. And has never come out.
Nasty.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. That's the life. You don't have to wait in the lineup.
No. See, what happens? What happens is that at first, he'll have a few drinks, get out, go to washroom, come back. have a few more, go to washroom,
eventually
come back.
You start debating with yourself.
Eventually, he's like, okay, I can't make it to this fucking shore here, so... Hey, that's okay. I used to do that too, but on the beach.
That's nasty.
I used to do that on the beach.
On the beach. Like pissing on the beach.
Yeah, but in my pants.
Oh.
Yeah, in my swim trunks. Just so fucking wasted. Sitting on the foot.
But like, not in the water.
No. Like, sitting there like that, just
like
drunk.
These old men you see walking in the mall, and then they suddenly stop, and water starts flowing down their feet.
No, but me and my dad, we used to do that. When I was like 18, in British Columbia, we went to this little beach, secluded beach. We got fucking hammered. I think we had like 3 24s. Like, we just hammered.
Yeah, and that's the beer is like a hammer.
And we're sitting on those plastic fucking, you know, those plastic strips chairs.
Yeah.
We're sitting on
every
those.
Beach has those.
Yeah, we're sitting on those and fucking... We're just sitting there. And by the end, when we got away, when we got my stepmom to come pick us up, we look under the chair, and there's two wet spots under the chairs. Man, we just sat there, drank, fucking talked, smoked weed.
Anyways, the other day, I was just about to... Oh, hang on.
And
so I walked in, and there's this chick.
And then we went in the water, had a little swim before we left.
To clean it off, but that's still a nasty look. See that gross, man.
I know. That's not. I'm in the Dominican Republic visiting my dad. I must have been like 9 years old. My little brother, the one that just had the baby, he was probably like 4 years old, 5 years old. Anyways, we go and we're at the beach, and he's got this stomachache. He comes, sees me, he's like, take me to the washroom, you know, I have to poo. So I'm like, oh no, just go in the water. I don't care.
Oh.
So anyways, he fucking swims out a little.
That's nasty.
He swims out a little, and me and my dad, we're standing on the dock, and we see him doing the little doggy, and there's the brown cloud behind him, and this old dude's doing the stroke.
Right through it.
Right behind him.
I can so picture it. There's always these old dudes in Florida, far out.
But he wasn't far out because it was my brother's 5 years old.
Exactly.
He's got this little red life jacket and he's doing the dog. No shorts on. He's got his shorts in his hand.
Shitting. Oh my god, that's nasty.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Montoya. Shot coming up.
Fill it up this time.
What? You fucking crazy bastard.
See, I'm gonna roll up my sleeve. Wait.
From the pack of Viceroy.
Man, I gotta roll up my sleeve to take this 3-ounce shot.
Okay, he's taking a 3-ounce shot, people. It's gonna be interesting. We're not talking about weed here, of course. 3-ounce shot. Imagine. A bong hit of 3 ounces. Mega super hyper crazy nuclear. Okay, here goes, Nick. Oh, nice. It might need a little bit more of that. Woo. Oh, yeah. You gonna make your own bong hit? Yeah, I have to make Nick Montoya's hit here because he's too fucking lazy. He can't hear me from across the room.
Listen, I can hear you. And I have a good reason to be this lazy. It's in my genes.
Fuck you.
I am half Colombian and half French.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Recipe for disaster 101.
Listen, dealing coke and weed
is in
my blood.
So you're half homosexual and half cocaine addict.
Homosexual?
French.
French,
I'm kidding.
Greek people are the ones. Okay, French invented love. Making love to the woman. Pleasure in the clitoris. We know all about eating out. And when what I mean by eating out does not mean bring the girl to the restaurant. When I say, baby, we will eat out, I mean I will eat out. You will lay down.
Oh boy.
And I eat that shit till I burp.
Excuse me, I gotta puke a bit of pussy juice. Okay, I'm good to go again.
No. I savor all that.
Of course you do. Of course, that's the way it's done, right? It'd be funny that you just do it for so long, you have too much in your stomach. Excuse me, I'll just. Okay, I'm good.
All those proteins and
shit. All those proteins. Too much protein, man. No, really, this is too much.
I think I'm having an indigestion of what? Pussy juice.
Do you know how nutritious that is? You might actually up that protein level in your blood.
Good for cholesterol.
Hey, great for cholesterol. Oh, use this green glass. I feel like.
I hope you didn't do anything in there like ash or spit or.
Oh. Wait, I need to puke. This shot glass perfect.
I need to puke. I have the choice between this bucket or the shot glass.
Shot glass! It's green. It makes me feel sick.
I'm a foot away from the bathroom. Fuck it, I'll just grab this shot glass.
Oh, perfect.
I managed not to drop, not to put a drop on the floor.
Shot on this vomit.
It's all on my clothes.
Woo!
That reminds me of the fucking funniest thing I've seen. We had this bush party. I was like in high school, graduating, and go to this bush party. It's like 200 people in the bush. Anyways, I'm there with a couple friends and some people.
So you're in a pussy with a couple of friends.
No, that's called a gangbang.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my terms mixed up.
Anyways, we're over there, and there's a bonfire and everything.
So you're in a vagina.
Yeah, we put a fire in the vagina. You can't see shit.
Okay.
Because it was dark.
Now it's clear to me.
Anyways, one of my friend picks up this girl, and he's like, fuck it, you know, I'm just gonna, she's a little drunk, and she seems a little frisky, so I'll just keep feeding her alcohol.
Oh.
So he fucking takes a shot, and he takes half shots, and he serves her doubles, like a full glass.
Oh, that's just wrong, man.
Anyways, but he's getting hammered too, you know, anyway, but she's already getting, we're in the van in the back. And she's sitting by him, and he's sitting there with her arm around her, and he's just like looking at me, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this shit. She puts her head down, and he's thinking, okay, well, that's it, you know, I'm gonna get head right here in the van. She fucking puts her head down and all over that boy's lap. Everywhere. And then, what's the reflex? When you're drunk, and you see someone puke, and it's puking on you.
My reflex is to laugh the fuck.
No, it's puking on you.
It's to laugh.
Yeah, well, his the reflex is to puke on her.
I'm not a normal person. I would like to have a camera during that incident.
No, while she was puking, he was puking.
So he puked back on her because she was leaning on him, puking, and sort of puked. But
he leaned a little. Anyway, he got her ear a little, and side of her face.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a
projectile vomiting moment.
It was a fucking, what do you call it? Erotic, vomitious party.
Did someone film this?
No.
Oh.
They're not that advanced in technology.
That would have been so priceless. Do you understand how it is important to have a camera rolling at all parties? And I've learned this with BDO television.
I wanted to do that because of this, exactly. I wanted to send you footage. Remember I told you I wanted to grab footage? Because I had this camera that this crackhead brought me. And, of course, it didn't work.
Yeah, there you go.
It worked for about 20 minutes.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, it works. Started filming it, but it just died.
Yeah, it happened to me with a camera I bought on eBay, a VHS cam. Mm-hmm. The second one I bought on eBay, I paid less for. I barely paid any shipping. This shit is still alive today. The only problem is now the connector's been slightly stepped on by CRX, but I'm not going to name names, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, and now, well, the VHS cam doesn't work, but I have a new DV 16. Cam. Just right there. 16. There's a 16-year-old.
And you're too young to smoke.
Fuck you.
I want to be cool and shit, but can't even hold on to it.
Oh. 16. People enjoy that.
Why he's got such a big head?
Why does Mr. Montoya have such a big head?
Oh, me? No.
Because you ate shrimp that were past the date and you're having an allergic reaction?
No, because I have a brain tumor.
Oh, that's nasty. Don't tell people that.
Because
in 2 months, no more Nick Montoya, and I don't want listeners to know about that.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll wait to see in 2 months.
Yeah, there you go. Nick Montoya is probably not dying at all.
We don't know that for certain.
But I really hope you're bullshitting.
We're all dying.
Oh, yeah. But now you're getting philosophical.
I might just go on faster than everyone else.
Oh, so tomorrow you're going to be 76.
I put some doubt in your head, didn't I?
No, but tomorrow you're going to be 76.
For a second here, you thought I might have...
Fuck you!
You did.
Eat shit. You want another shot?
You said it yourself. I hope you're lying. By saying, I hope you're lying.
Well, I'm not replying to this.
No.
I'm just going to have a shot.
No. This is logic.
I'm going to blind this with it. I have no idea why you referred to logic and bullshit like that.
No, listen.
But I'm just trying to fend off the topic because it just plain sucks.
No, but you said, I hope you're lying. By saying, I
hope. Of course.
No, you could have said.
I hope you're lying about having a fucking brain tumor.
Yeah. Because you thought maybe there's a possibility.
Yes. You can be sketchy on your own way. And I had a feeling of that sketchiness right there, and I was like, I really hope that's not like a mention of reality right there that he tried to pass off as a joke. Because if you ever have a brain tumor, we have to accept it. We have to joke about it for like 6 hours on the radio. Oh, you understand that. And I know you'll want to do it.
8 hours, eight years till I die. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I'd go in the air until I die. I would ask for work benefits and shit like that and the government to pay my salary.
Yeah, I would tell people I'm raising funds for brain tumor research, blah, 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 and when I get all that money.
Fuck that shit. You know, if I do that, dude, I'm dying of a brain tumor. You bet I'll give the fucking money to brain tumor research. But at the same time, I'll be on the air at all fucking times getting fucking high, and these people will be taking money and making sure that I can live through the process. Some of that money comes back to the host somehow.
Yeah, but not in prostitutes and gambling and shit. And
I don't need that shit.
I'll buy a Ferrari and crash it.
You know the worst is? I'll be like, I'm dying, and I'll finally convince, because of that factor, I'll finally convince my girlfriend to go on the air with me. So, people, last word from Nick Montoya, and this is going to be, by the way, this is going to be used on the recorded version of the show. So, you say something real-wise that's not too actual. So,
I have 10 toes.
Mr. Montoya has 10 toes. And I would like to inform you that I have 10 fingers. Thank you for listening tonight, people. It was an honor having you listening because it was a really good show night. We had a lot of listeners. Oh, yeah, you know. Fire up, boy! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, that's so registered. That's so people, you must have heard that one. That is the official show wrap-up right there. And I'm going to get to the playlist anytime so I can do a clean exit. Oh yeah, you enjoyed that.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Hey, who's doing the audio here?
That's me.
You're fired.
Oh man.